This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
Welcome to Woodbury Reports with your host, Lon Woodbury, talking with leading professionals about how parents and others can help their struggling teens, preteens, and young adults. Now here's your host, Lon Woodbury.
Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. I'm Lon Woodbury, located in North Idaho, and here with me is my co-host, Liz McGee from Denver. You're still in Denver, I think, aren't you, Liz, or are you moving, or what's happening?
No, but I'm still in Denver, and it's nice and hot here today.
Okay, well, good to have you here. Well, here's where we talk on the Woodbury Report to knowledgeable people about all things involved with struggling young people and the programs that try to help them. Today, we're going to try to talk about bullying and one girl's attempt to understand and combat bullying. And Liz, do you want to introduce Josie
yeah.
Milner, our guest?
Absolutely. I'm really excited to have Josie here today. Josie is an award-nominated 18-year-old country music artist. She broke out with her single, Not Pretty Enough, and now has a new single out called Cowgirls, which has reached number one on the New Music Weekly country chart. She's been featured on TV, radio, print, online publications. She actually is featured in a Facebook game called A Better World. And Josie's really gotten passionate about anti-bullying. She's partnered with Piasecki MD Skincare, and that helps raise money for her charities through the sale of their products. And Josie has been listed as the one of the top 10 hottest new artists by a national publication. And she's just, I think, really a spitfire, and we're just really thrilled to have her and talk to her today about something that she really holds close to her heart, which is anti-bullying.
Okay, well, a little bit of housekeeping here for those of you that are listening live. At the lower right-hand side of the screen, there's something called General Chat. And if you have a question, if you want to have a question of Josie, then you can type it in, and we'll try to answer it as we go. And so, Josie, good to have you here. How did you become involved with the anti-bullying cause? Let's start off with that. Tell a little bit about yourself, too.
Alrighty, yeah, definitely. Well, you know, like you said, my name is Josie Milner. I'm a Kansas City, Missouri country recording artist. I've pretty much grown up in Kansas City, so this is where I know. I've been in music for roughly 3 years, 2 years pretty heavily. And, you know, music just kind of something I've always loved doing, so that's just kind of, I've always incorporated it. But, like you were talking about the anti-bullying, my first single I released was Not Pretty Enough, and with that song, I became a spokesperson for Angels and Doves, which is a national nonprofit bullying organization. And, you know, they go around to schools and talk to schools about bullying and what you can do to help prevent a situation or how you handle a situation like that and how you can talk to the people or who you need to get involved and everything like that. And so, you know, they're just a really good organization. I'm definitely very proud and very humbled to be a part of them and, you know, to be able to spread the word about bullying, to really make an effort or take an effort and turn it into really trying to make a difference. And, you know, I think so far, some really good things have came out of it. I know I'm always having people contact me saying how much they love that it's what I'm standing for and that they really appreciate and really respect it. So, you know, it makes me happy to know that people are loving what I'm doing, and I love to be able to do what I do.
Now, Josie, did you go to you just graduated from high school. Am I correct about that?
I did on May 8th. Yeah, this past May, mm-hmm. I did graduate from high school. So
Great. Now, did you end up going to a public school for a number of your years, or?
I was at a public school for all the years of school that I went. I actually have been to the same school. I started in the same school district and finished in the same school district, except for third grade. I was homeschooled in third grade because mom just kind of wanted to see how it went. But, you know, besides that, I've been in public school all of my life.
Well, that's great. And I was noticing on your bio, congratulations that you also graduated magna cum laude, which was wonderful to hear. So you were in public school and or in school period. And I know this bullying occurs everywhere, but you probably in your school even witnessed some of it.
Yeah, you know, I definitely did. I don't know if it's necessarily as bad as some other schools, but I did witness it every once in a while. And, you know, it's just something I've always felt strongly against was bullying. And so, you know, every time I saw it, I was the person that stood up and said something about it. And, you know, you have the people who are kind of timid and don't know what they can do. But no matter what, I always stepped in to do something about the situation because I just didn't understand the purpose of needing to pick on someone to make them feel insuperior or anything like that. And so, you know, it's just something I always felt strongly against and something I always stood up for. So,
I have a question here, Josie. Were you bullied any time in the school or did they not dare?
No, I wasn't necessarily bullied. I mean, whenever I got into my music, I had people kind of tell me that I wasn't going to go anywhere with it. So, I mean, it was kind of a little thing, but it was nothing serious. I never let it get to me. So it was never a huge problem with me. I was very fortunate to be able to kind of stay away from that.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, we all get our naysayers, sure.
And your first single, Not Pretty Enough, which is a great song, and I highly encourage any of the people listening today to go ahead and download it and listen to it because it's really quite inspirational. What can you describe for our listeners what that song's a little bit about?
Yeah, definitely. You know, Not Pretty Enough is pretty much like what you hear about the title. It's just kind of asking and questioning yourself if you're good enough for someone or if they think that there's something that's wrong with you or, you know, if there's just a reason that people are picking on you or anything like that. And so, you know, it's just a really strong standing song. And whenever my manager is the one that sent it over to me. So whenever I first heard it, it was just one of them songs like, wow, this is some powerful words right here. And so, you know, we just thought it'd be a really good one to record. And whenever we released it, a lot of people definitely did grab a hold of it and bought it and downloaded it and played it and listened to it. And, you know, it was really awesome. I mean, because I even had people that I knew that didn't like country music. They went and downloaded it because they loved what it stood for and loved the message behind it. So, well, you know, it's just really powerful. It's a really good song. So.
It really feels like one of those tracks that can cross over, you know, not just country music. I mean, I really think that a lot of different people are going to relate to it and listen to it.
Definitely.
So.
Yeah, I see in there it's been very popular on YouTube. Get a lot of followers, more than 200,000 followers on it?
Yeah, something like that. You know, it's kind of crazy for me to go in and look at all my views or all my Facebook likes or all my Twitter followers. And, you know, it's kind of cool because I never expected things to be taken off as well as they are. And so to see that I have all these fans, you know, from all over the world, honestly, and it's some pretty cool stuff.
Well, you know, with everything you've got going, I imagine in some ways it's also a little bit of pressure because you're also quite the role model, I would imagine.
Yeah, and, you know, there's always times that I always make sure I kind of what I'm doing will be something that people can look up to. And, you know, it's another thing I was talking to my mom about the other day about how people kind of call me an overachiever. And I don't know if it's necessarily if I'd call myself an overachiever. I set my goals and I don't give up until I reach them goals. And so everything that I've accomplished has been stuff that I've wanted to do, not because I felt like I had to do it. And so, you know, every time I go out and do something, I always make sure that it's a smart decision and it's something that I'm not going to regret doing because I do want to be that positive role model that people can look up to and that people can admire. And, you know, just kind of if they need someone to look after, I can be that person. So, you know, as long as I can try to make a difference to someone or try to have a positive message in someone's life, it's just kind of the best thing to do.
Have you found that through? Oh, go ahead. I was going to say, have you found that through the charity, you're having people reach out to you, other young people your age?
Yeah, you know, I definitely would say so. At my shows, I always have people come up to me and be like, hey, are you the girl that's the bullying advocate? And, you know, whenever I say, yeah, they're like, well, we appreciate that. And, you know, I've had parents and I've had kids and I've had teenagers come up to me and say that they've either been bullied or the friend's been bullied or the child's been bullied, and that they just love that someone's actually trying to take a stand against it. So, yeah, I've definitely had quite a few people approach me about it.
Absolutely. Well, one observation I have, and I'm speaking as the grandfather here, the older generation, is that obviously you're not listening to your press releases too much, because that can be very dangerous when you get in a position like yourself to listen to them and start getting full of yourself. And you obviously aren't that. You sound very, come across very authentic and natural, and that's great. I like that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you know, I was raised to be respectful and to appreciate everything that you get. And so, you know, every opportunity that I've had, I've been so grateful and so thankful for it. And, you know, I've always told myself that I'm not going to let myself get that big head that some artists get or some people get, because, I mean, I'm working hard to get what I get. And so I should be appreciative of it and not kind of take advantage of it. So that's one thing when I got into the career that I made sure I told myself I was going to do, was I wasn't going to turn one of them people that felt like they're all that in a bag of chips. So, you know, I'm just, like I said, I'm just very appreciative of all the opportunities and the chances that I've gotten.
No. Okay.
Well, I have a question. Ahead. What's Angels and Doves, and what's your involvement with them?
Yeah, Angels and Doves is the bullying organization that I'm associated with. They're a nonprofit bullying organization that goes around and talks to the schools and faculties and staff and, you know, pretty much everyone listening, and they just kind of instruct them on what to do when they've witnessed bullying and how to handle the situation and who to get involved. And, you know, they're just really trying to make a difference, because they've seen it before and they don't want it to happen anymore. So they're just trying to step up and take a stand against it.
And do you do speaking engagements for them sometimes, or do you usually speak out about this at your shows?
No, I mean, of course I talk about it at my shows, but whenever they go to schools, I have not been able to go with them yet because of me being in school myself. Mm-hmm. But now that I'm out of actual, like, high school or public school, we're hoping that whenever they get some more coming up, I'll be able to actually go to the schools with them and talk to people. So.
Oh, I think that's wonderful. And you're using Piasecki MD, their, I guess, skincare products. They partnered with Angels and Doves as well, correct?
Yeah. They are a fairly new skincare line that's came out, and they just kind of wanted a face for it, and they just felt like I was the right person for it. So I'm kind of the face of the skincare line. And
do you use their products?
I do use their products, and that's what I've tried. Definitely a lot of different skincare lines, and this one's pretty incredible. I mean, I've tried a whole bunch of different ones, and I've never really gotten the if you want to say the results and be super official about it. And, you know, it's just, it's really good. My dad's even used it. My dad's kind of hooked on using it right now too. So it's kind of funny, but you know, they're really good. And whenever you purchase the skincare line, they donate some of the proceeds to Angels and Doves or to any organization that someone chooses when they purchase it. So they're kind of doing a win-win situation on both sides.
Ah, you're the spokesperson for Piasecki MD. And so they're going to also donate to your one of your charities, which is Angel and Doves then.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's wonderful. That's fantastic. Are you involved in any other charities?
I'm actually a hospital ambassador for the Shriners Hospitals for Children, because I'm a Shriners patient myself. I had back surgery whenever I was 13 years old, and I've been a Shriners patient since I was 5. So they're kind of a huge part of my life. I had a $200,000 surgery that the Shriners completely paid for. And so, you know, we're just really fortunate to them. And so that's something that I'm also involved with. I'm very involved with the Shriners, and I'm very involved with Angels and Doves, and now with the skincare line. So a little bit of everything.
that's wonderful. I think that's fantastic. And so tell me a little bit more about how you're balancing things out then. I mean, you're out of high school now. You have this passion to try to help prevent bullying. What are you doing to try to balance out career? And, you know, are you planning to further your education? What are your plans?
Yeah. You know, I think high school, it got kind of hard there for a while because of the timing and having to juggle everything. But I just kind of take it one day at a time. I've always made sure I manage my time really well. Like whenever I was in school, I made sure I got all my work done before I went home. So I didn't have to work on schoolwork at home. I could just focus on my music. And, you know, and now that I'm out of high school, I do plan to further my education. Like you said, I graduated with pretty good honors with my GPA, and so my education is pretty important to me. And so I'll be going to college at the University of Central Missouri in Warrensburg, Missouri, which isn't too far from where I live. So it'll be pretty close to me. And I'm going for graphic technologies, which is kind of like graphic design stuff. So it's just something I've always had an interest in as well. And it ties in really well with my music. So I can make my own CDs or my own posters and all that fun stuff. So, yeah, you know, I definitely plan on going to college. And, you know, I was able to do it in high school. So I managed college should be pretty much the same, if not a little bit easier. I might have more time on my hands in college. So I'd imagine hopefully things will work out. I'm crossing my fingers that it will.
Are you starting in the fall?
I am. I actually start my birthday on August 19th, which is my birthday is when I start college.
Wow, that's really impressive. Well, with everything you've got on your plate, the other thing that is kind of interesting is that you've had a partnership with a Facebook game called A Better World. What's that about?
Yeah, you know, A Better World is kind of like a little community game that you go in and play. You can dress up your own avatar, and you kind of have your own little space on there. And it's really cool because they asked me to be kind of my own character on there. So they went in and kind of replicated some of my favorite outfits that I've worn on stage. And they have a little character that looks like me and have my blue guitar that a lot of people always connect me to. And so, you know, they just kind of went on there and made me my own little character, and people can go in and buy my clothes and stuff. And, you know, it's really cool. It's kind of it's kind of like a helpful game. Like, you can go in and talk to people on it, and you can go in and, you know, say you can even go talk about a situation you've been through. So it's kind of like what the title is, A Better World. It's kind of trying to make a better world, but in a virtual world.
Well, that's kind of interesting because Facebook oftentimes has come to, as a number of social media sites have come to the forefront of being, you know, tools that bullies do use to target other kids. And so sometimes it seems it's very good to see something positive come of that, because we do know how many times kids have been bullied over Facebook or bullied over, you know, one means of social media or another.
So exactly.
Okay, we have a question from a listener that I think might fit. We sort of touched on it. It asks about, what about teen suicide from bullying? Have you or Angels and Doves spoken about this? And there's been some national stories over the last several months on this. So what about teen suicide from bullying? Have you talked about that, or Angels and Doves focused on that?
Yeah, that's actually what they emphasize the most on, is bullying suicides. And so that's what they really kind of started the organization about, was the bullying suicides. And I know I haven't necessarily been affected by myself, but I do know a friend of mine that they had a friend whose son committed suicide due to bullying. So it hasn't necessarily hit close to home to me, but I do know about it, and it has something that I have kind of witnessed. And, you know, it's just a horrible situation to know that someone feels like they have no other way out of it, or they can't figure out a way out. And so they feel like that's the only way to get out of a situation like that. And that's not how it should be at all. You know, people need to know that you can talk to people. There's going to be grown-ups, there's going to be teachers, and there's going to be friends, or, you know, anyone. You can just go talk to them and kind of know about a situation, so you're not left to feeling like you're the only one dealing with it. And so, you know, you just gotta inform people that you can talk to people, so you can get this figured out, so you don't feel like that's the only way out of it.
What's your approach, yours and Angels and Doves, increasing awareness of the problems of bullying, I presume? Do you have some solutions or suggestions, or where do you go in your appearances and your work with Angels and Doves?
You know, Angels and Doves mainly focuses on going to schools and to bigger classes like that, so they can speak to a broad spectrum of people. And, you know, it's just, the more people you can talk to and the more people you can communicate and educate about bullying, the more it's going to help, because communication is kind of the key in everything. You know, if you can communicate your feelings about something, or communicate something that's making you upset, that's making you want to go pick on someone else, or, you know, anything like that, communication is probably the key thing with bullying. As long as you talk about something, or as long as you talk to someone about something, then it'll definitely kind of lower the risks of it.
Mm-hmm. Are there local chapters of Angels and Doves, or is it just one nationwide organization?
It's just one nationwide organization. Yeah. They have their website that people can go and visit, which is just angelsanddoves.com. And they can kind of go in and read about them and how the organization got started and where they visited and who they're willing to visit, which, I mean, they're willing to visit to anyone. But like I said, they are a nonprofit. So they're literally doing it out of the kindness of their hearts, and they're wanting to make a difference. And so far, I think they are making a pretty good difference.
So if somebody's interested, could they join and become a part of Angel Doves? How does that work?
You know, if people are wanting to help out, I think probably the best thing they can do is make a donation to help out Angels and Doves. They can just go to their website, and there's a donation tab they can go click on, and you can either donate anonymously or you can put in your name or anything like that. So that's probably the best way you can help out. And, of course, you can go talk to the originators of the organization and just be like, hey, is there any way I can help out, or is there anything I can do? And I definitely think there's probably something that can be found that they can help out to do.
Are there any other celebrities that are supportive of Angels and Doves and work with them?
There are a variety of other artists I know that are with Angels and Doves that go around and kind of talk to people about it as well. I know that they have also been featured on the Ellen Show a couple years ago. So, I mean, they're getting a pretty good background of fans, and so they're getting a lot of support from them. So, you know, it started off pretty small, and I think it's really starting to grow, and a lot more people are starting to find out about them. So it's really good, and we're really happy with how everything's coming along.
You know, okay. I just noticed another question from a guest, and I think it's a really good one, and that is, you know, one of the things that really prevents kids from speaking up is fear, and how do they get past that fear to actually tell someone and say, I'm being bullied?
You know, and that's what a lot of kids do face, is they don't know how to approach someone about it, or they don't want to feel like they're going to get picked on or judged because of it. And I don't know if there's necessarily anything you can tell them. They just kind of have to come to realization that if I don't tell someone, then this can get really bad. And, you know, bullying is just, it's such a bad thing, and it makes people feel so, so horrible about themselves. But, you know, as soon as it starts happening, you just need to go tell someone, you go talk to someone and be like, hey, this is what's happening. I don't know what to do. How can I get help, or who's going to help me? And so, you know, it's not necessarily anything that you can do, anything you can say. Of course, you can go talk to them, be like, hey, I'm here to support you. I can go tell someone. But all in the end, they're the ones that have to go up and tell someone themselves, so they can make sure that the situation gets resolved and that it gets dealt with.
Do you think sometimes that you know, most, you know, adults and, you know, people my age, and oftentimes will look at situations that may be bullying and kind of think, oh, it'll pass, no big deal, and not really realize the depth of it and the extent of it?
Yeah, I definitely think that happens quite often. And, you know, a lot of situations, they are just pushed aside, and so they just keep escalating and getting worse. And, you know, whenever you see something or you first notice something, you've got to step up and take it, because chances are it's going to get worse anyways. And so instead of just pushing it aside saying, oh, it'll pass, it'll blow over, it'll be okay, you still need to take action against them. I mean, even if it might just blow over, or someone might just give up on it, you still need to kind of be aware of it and be aware of the situation. So, you know, definitely, like I said, just be aware of it and just make sure you kind of deal with it right then and there, and don't just kind of push it away or shrug it off.
I would imagine one of the suggestions is bystanders say something too, if they see it going on. Like you mentioned, you had done a few times.
Oh yeah, that's definitely probably a major key thing. You know, if you see it happening, then you can't just stand there, because you're going to be almost as bad as the bully if you just stand there and let it happen. If you don't step up and take action, then you, like I said, you're going to be just as bad as the person that's being the bully. And so if you see something, if you're not brave enough to step in, then go tell someone or go get an authority so they can kind of step up and deal with the situation, get it taken care of.
How about cyberbullying? That's a whole new area that's for your generation primarily, because it wasn't there out when I was a kid.
Yeah, you know, cyberbullying is something that, it drives me crazy. I almost find it worse than, like, face-to-face confrontation bullying, because, you know, people, what I feel like is a lot of people go on there and they post something, say, on Facebook, on Twitter, and they post something, and instead of keeping it to themselves or going and talking to someone, I kind of think they're just wanting to get attention from it. And so, you know, it turns worse than what it should be if you were to go talk to someone. And so I don't feel the need of people going and posting something and saying, hey, so-and-so is saying something about me. And there's just no need for it. I keep saying, communication is the number one thing. So you just go talk to someone about it and don't post it all over the internet so it doesn't escalate into something worse.
Yeah, mm-hmm. If something goes viral, that can be really bad on that. Do you offhand know what the Angels and Doves website is?
It is, yeah. It's just angelsanddoves.com. It's really simple and easy.
Okay. And another question, we're getting a lot of questions on the chat function. What if adults don't listen?
What if adults? Oh, goodness. I don't think it's necessarily an adult situation. Of course, kids and teenagers can step up and take action against it, too. And, even adults today even get bullied, like at their work or by other friends or supposedly friends. And, sometimes adults just kind of say, hey, I can handle it by myself. It's okay. But, things can get to the situation of where it can get out of hand for even an adult. And so, teenagers or kids or anyone can just step up and take action about it. It doesn't have to be just adults.
Mm-hmm. And probably be more effective, actually, and for peer pressure.
Yeah. And if kids were to step up and take action about it, that'd be even great. It'd be wonderful because that means that people, the younger generation is really realizing that it's a bad situation. They can even step up and try to change it and take a stand against it.
Do you see that certain groups or are there certain kids that you think get bullied more than others? I know that recently there have been a lot of discussion about kids that are gay and that they've been bullied and that leads to suicide and so sad. And I'm wondering if that's something that Angels and Doves sees and really discusses directly.
Yeah, there's not really one direct group that we focus on because anyone can get bullied at any point in time. Mm-hmm. But, I do think there might be some groups more than others that are bullied more often than not. And it's sad to think that people have to pick on someone because of their interests or who they like or how they dress or anything like that. There's no need for it. Everyone breathes the same air and everyone can have the same opportunities and same chances. And you shouldn't have to try to tear someone down just because they're different than you. Not everyone has the same interests and not everyone likes to do the same thing. So just because someone's not the same as you doesn't mean that they're insecure than yourself. So you just kind of go with an open mind. And like you said, you can't judge a book by its cover. Get to know them before you even have any kind of thoughts about it, because chances are you might become best friends with that person because they have so many awesome things that they get to do or know some awesome people. So, you just can't go in thinking that someone is different than you before you get to know them.
Absolutely. One of the guests said something here, no one is better than the other. And I think that's another way of saying what you just said.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
A lot of times organizations will talk about how people should speak up, and I think that's a really important piece. And so I think that for organizations to be effective against bullying, they need to also focus on how to, support kids or support people so that they don't become victims. And because without the victims, there wouldn't be, the victims are the bully's targets. So really empowering young people to be able to speak up, I think, is absolutely vital.
That's definitely kind of a key thing. And, chances are the bully has probably been bullied before, and that's why they're going in and doing what they're doing, because they have a situation they've had to deal with before or they've gotten picked on. And so they just kind of feel like they need to go make someone feel like how they had to feel.
Hurt people.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. There's a question again. What's your reaction to this? Is it this serious? What would happen if you out a bully and they come after you?
Like I said, I haven't really had to deal with that before, but I think if they were to come after me, I honestly wouldn't even pay it any mind, because I know they've already tried to pick on someone to make them feel less. And so to know they've already done it, I probably wouldn't even try to associate with them. I just kind of block them out, I guess you could say, which, I mean, I'm not like most people, so I don't know how other people would handle the situation. But I mean, not giving them the time of day or not letting them get to you would probably be the best way. Because they're going to try everything they can to try to make you feel bad or anything. But as long as you are confident with yourself, as long as you're positive and you have a positive message, you shouldn't be able to let them get to you. So, you know, just kind of don't really even let them talk to you. Don't even let them try to get to you.
Yeah, that's probably the best defense, because I've heard that a lot of people, some people just look like victims. Now, it might be, you know, special needs kids sometimes, a little bit autistic or have some problems, social problems, that they seem to pick out. And I know this is what I remember when I was in high school. There were some kids a little bit nerdy, and those are the ones that got it. And so don't be a victim. No, learn how to not be a victim, I think, is one of the suggestions that makes a lot of sense to me.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
You know, Lon, I'm wondering, you know, I'm thinking back at you know, what bullying used to be like, and probably what I would see when I was, you know, in middle school and high school many, many, many years ago, as you as well. But nowadays with social media, I think that it is so much more difficult for these kids to really escape it, because it used to be if it occurred at school, the kid would go home. Now the kid goes home and it's still on Facebook, there's cell phones, there's text. It seems like it's just so much more difficult to get away from than what used to happen when we were younger.
Yeah, you know, I definitely would agree with that, you know, and like we were saying, the social media and how people can just go post anything that they feel, I don't feel the need of going to post something about what someone said about you or what they said about someone else. Just kind of keep it to yourself, because once you put something on the internet, you can't take it back down. You can't take it back. It's up there forever. And so just definitely watch what you say and be cautious of what you say. And if don't say it if you're second guessing yourself. I mean,
well,
if you're,
yeah.
So,
and it's a powerful tool, because a lot of the bullying that my understanding that's taken place on social media, and Lon, I know you've done some shows on social media, but a lot of it also can be done almost anonymously. So a person can find themselves being bullied by someone online that they don't even really know who that person is, but they're just being targeted. And
yeah, that's the worst part of social media, is that anonymous. I've fought that all the time I've been on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that makes it even more difficult now than it did, let's say, for my generation or your generation, because we didn't have to deal with that whole piece. If somebody was going to bully you, they had to identify themselves.
Yeah.
Well, with the guys in that era, they'd corner you and punch you out. And the best defense was to get in a lucky blow and deck them, and then they'll be your best friend. That's what I found. It's a different world.
Absolutely. And do you find in your experiences and the places that you've heard Angels and Doves talk and you've heard their speaking, do you find that there are certain things that, let's say, kids are being bullied about today that might be a little different? I know for girls, when I think about your song Not Pretty Enough, I know for girls it's a lot about image, body image. Am I projecting the right image? Do I look good enough? Am I thin enough? Am I, you know? And so I know that that's one topic that probably comes up a lot in bullying.
Yeah, and you know, I think that's kind of like a key point whenever people go to bully someone is the image. And I think that is probably like one of the big reasons of why people get bullied. And you know, like I was saying, even if someone doesn't look like you or if they don't dress like you, doesn't mean that they're any less important than you are. And I know for myself, I'm going to be honest, that I've kind of like second-guessed my image before, but then I've just kind of pushed that on my mind because I know what I'm doing is going to be important someday. And I know that as long as I'm happy with myself, then that's all that really matters. And as long as you have enough confidence in you, then you shouldn't be able to let anyone just kind of go in and tear you down. And, you know, it's sad that people feel like they have to pick on someone because they don't look like them or they don't dress like them or they have different interests. And, you know, like we were saying, you just because someone isn't like you doesn't mean that they're not important. And so you just, like the open mind, you just got to go with an open mind. You can't pick on them because of that.
So do you try really hard to project an image that other young women can relate to?
I do. I mean, I'm not really skinny and I'm not really tall. I'm 5'2" and I weigh, I think last time I was 140 pounds. And so I'm not a little beanpole and I'm not really tall. And so I'm not, what you portray young girls look like. And I'm more than happy with myself. And, you know, I've just, my parents have taught me that being respectful of yourself and being confident in yourself is the best thing you can do. And, you know, for me to be able to go out and do this, and I think where I get a lot of my confidence from is from my music. You know, I'm always having people tell me about how they love my music and they love what I'm doing. And that gives me confidence because I know that people are enjoying what I'm doing and it's making a difference. And so if you can find that one little thing that, you know, people love about you, and as long as you can portray that, you're going to get so much self-esteem from it. And I think that's where I get, like I said, that's where I get a lot of mine from. And, you know, you just got to find that one little nick that you can get that people can be like, wow, you are pretty awesome. You are pretty cool. And so, you know, it's just, you just got to find it.
That's great.
Okay. Well, our listeners, I think, would like you to get back a little bit more impersonal. And the questions are, how is it for you, a small town girl, becoming this famous of being on TV? And then if you'd like to talk about that a little bit, and then what is it like to record a song, and some other questions? You write your own music. They'd like you to sing something, but I don't know if that's if that's really appropriate on this. I think that's going a little too far, but how about the other questions?
Yeah, you know, like I am a small town girl. I think the last time I checked my population, it was a little under 3,000, which, I mean, it kind of seems like a lot, but then for being a small town, it's not really a whole bunch. And in my graduating class, I had, 134? And so, you know, it's kind of funny to go from this really small town and then to go and have international airplay and to be traveling all over and to be meeting all these new people. And like I was saying, I never expected it to be going as well as it is and to be having the kind of career that I'm having. And it's really cool because it's like my dreams are literally coming true. And, you know, I definitely have dedicated a lot of time and I've had a lot of passion towards this career. And it's refreshing to know that a lot of my hard work is starting to pay off. So
did you have any formal music training, or are you self-taught?
I am self-taught. Of course, I did choir in high school, and that's about as much as my vocal training went. I've never really gone to vocal lessons or anything like that. So I'm definitely, everything that I do now has been stuff that I figured out on my own. So that's kind of where it came from.
And do you play any instruments?
I like to say that I halfway play guitar. Mm-hmm. I can pick up a guitar and play different chords. I can't necessarily play a whole song, but I know chords on a guitar. And like you were talking about the writing, I'm not a songwriter yet, but we are working on my EP, which we have, I think, 4 songs picked out on that. We're wanting 5. And so I'll be writing a song for the 5th song on my EP, which I'm really excited about. So I'll be meeting with my producer, hopefully within the next couple weeks, so we can get a song wrote. So it hasn't happened yet, but it's going to happen. And I'm really excited about it.
What about upcoming performances? You know, where do you play sometimes? And, you know, how would people be able to find out where you're going to be?
Tour right now, or got one coming up?
Not right now. I'm not. We actually just kind of did a little bit of a summer tour, a little fairs and festivals. This year we haven't necessarily played out as much as we have in previous years because I've been doing a lot of just kind of getting my name out there and getting people to know who I am, a lot of radio interviews and stuff like that. But next year we're really thinking we're going to have a lot of shows next year, which I'm really excited about. But for right now, our next one isn't until September, which is in Secaucus Days. So it's in Missouri. But if anyone wants to go look at my shows or see all my interviews I have, you can definitely just go to my website, josiemilnermusic.com, JOSEYMILNER. And that is my website. It has my shows on there, has my music on there, has some pictures and all that fun stuff. You can also find me on Facebook or Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and, you know, all that fun social media stuff we have today. So, yeah.
And Josie, we were talking a bit ago about you being a role model, and it makes me curious as to who were your role models, you know, who did you look up to do you look up to, I should say?
Oh, yeah. You know, there's definitely quite a few people I look up to. I mean, I think from a personal view, I really look up to my great-grandmother because she's just kind of always been there for me, and she's always believed in me, and she's always just known that anything I put my mind to, I can do. So, you know, her and my papa, my great-grandfather, they've just kind of always been there for me. And, you know, I like to think it's my papa who passed away a couple years ago that's kind of let me have this career that I'm having, because he always loved hearing me sing and he always was having me sing to him. And, you know, I kind of think he's like my little guardian angel right now, looking out after me, making sure everything's doing good. So them are probably like closest to my heart that I look up to. But, you know, I just really admire anyone who has gone out and tried a career and has succeeded with it and hasn't given up until they've gotten to the point they want to be. Because, you know, that just lets me know that if they can do it, I know I can do it.
And I think one of your listeners gave you a thumbs up here because he says you're free to be yourself. You don't have to fit into a certain look. That sounds like they're applauding what you're saying and your outlook.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
What about some of the different? What about different other country western stars that you grew up admiring? Who are some of your heroes?
Oh goodness, there's a whole bunch of them. You know, I think growing up, I really listened to a lot of the older music. I know Patsy Cline was a huge influence on me. I love Patsy's music, and the first time. Or no, one of the first times I went to Nashville, we went to the Hall of Fame, the Country Music Hall of Fame, and there was a Patsy Cline exhibit there at that time. And we were walking through it, and they had some of her belongings from the plane crash. And I was just sitting there looking at them, and I just started crying because I couldn't believe such an amazing artist was taken so soon. And so, you know, I think I just really related to that. And so she's one that I really admired. And then Jody Messina was kind of another one that I really liked. I had some Jody Messina glasses that I always wore, and I had a T-shirt of hers that I always wore. And then I really liked George Strait. And then today, because country music's changed a lot, but today, Miranda Lambert's probably the biggest one that I admire because she doesn't care what people think about her. And she always releases great music. And, you know, she's just an awesome person. I think she'll definitely be a name that'll always be remembered in the country music industry.
Yeah, I was wondering if Miranda Lambert was one because she just strikes me as somebody that you would relate to. And she is, from everything I've heard, a really interesting and down-to-earth person. So I think that's wonderful.
Let me ask a question back in the bullying and the specifically the song "Not Pretty Enough." Why do you think it became so popular? Has anybody said anything, or why it seemed to catch on?
You know, I don't know if there's necessarily one reason of why it became so popular or why people really liked it. I just think people liked actually having a song that they know can relate to a lot of people or can relate to a lot of situations, and you know, it's just a song that's asking yourself you're good enough. And I think a lot of people have had to ask themselves before if they feel like they're good enough or if they're happy enough or anything like that. So I think it's just a song that a lot of people related to. And I think that's why, you know, it became so popular.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that's always been that thing. There's a song or there's a series of movies here a while back, The Revenge of the Nerds. And the point was everybody was considered a nerd or picked on by somebody at some point, is what they finally came around to. So it's been around for quite a while, but we've been talking about it seems to be getting more serious, and particularly with the cyberbullying and the anonymous postings there.
Yeah. Do you see your music kind of continuing in this vein of like Cowgirls is a pretty strong song, you know? And it's a really neat song. Do you see yourself as being one to try to create music that has a message?
Definitely. You know, every time I go and listen to a song for the first time, that's what I mainly pay attention to, is the lyrics of a song and what the song stands for. And so, you know, whenever I go to pick out a song, whenever I go to, like, the songs from my EP, I really try to make sure that there's a message behind each song. Not necessarily the same message or any messages that relate to each other, but a message that I know people can connect to and people can relate to. And so, yeah, definitely whenever I go and listen to music, I definitely have to make sure there has to be a situation that it pertains to.
I know some artists like to write music that always talks about themselves and their lives and about them, but it sounds like that's not really as important as being able to find something that has some meaning for more of the population.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think I might eventually probably release a song about myself, but you know, I think there's already a lot of songs that kind of represent myself. I mean, I'm a small town girl who's having big dreams coming true. And I mean, you can almost say it's kind of a cliche song. So, I mean, there's songs out there that's about it. And so I don't really feel like right now there's a song that I have to release because it's about me. But so, you know, I think there's some bigger problems out there, some bigger dreams out there that can be kind of focused on more than myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what sort of a message is when you've as a spokesman for Angels and Doves, what sort of message do you a spiel or a points that you try to make? What you know, in any of the personal things that you've done. Explain a little bit, or maybe even give us a sample of what you would say if you were talking to a group.
You know, I think whenever I talk to people specifically about bullying or a situation like that, I try to make sure people can find a way to give themselves confidence. Because if you don't have any confidence in yourself, then people are going to be able to come in and, you know, just kind of tear you apart. And you don't want that to happen. So you just need to make sure that you're happy with yourself. And I know, like me with my music, I never expected it to be going like it is. And I put in a lot of hard work and a lot of dedication to it. And I think because of that, and understanding the hard work that I've had to put into it. And I think that's what's really kind of given me the motivation and the look forward on things. And so I think people just have to go in and kind of find what they want to do or what they believe in or what they feel like they're good at and just kind of follow through with it. Of course, I've had people already tell me that I'm not going to go anywhere with it. I've had people tell me that I need to just give it up now, but I haven't let it get to me. I just keep pushing through. I keep pushing forward. And, you know, like I said, things are doing really well. And we're having a lot of great outcomes and a lot of things. And as long as you do that, and as long as you can get that confidence in yourself, as long as you know that you are capable of great things, then you'll be able to do something amazing.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. Well, you know, Josie, we're kind of down just to the last few minutes here. And so first of all, I just want to thank you, Lon, and I want to thank you. This has really been nice to talk to somebody who's, you know, very, very put together and has a focus that is wanting to help others. But just for a little bit last bit about you and how people can reach you. I know that you said that they can go to your website, which if you could repeat that again.
Yeah, my website is josiemilnermusic.com and JOSEYMILNER. It's different than what you're used to.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's my website, josiemilnermusic.com. And like we were saying, you can find me on Facebook and Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, pretty much any social network out there I'm on. You can also find my music on Amazon and iTunes.
So you're on both Amazon and iTunes.
I am, yeah.
Okay.
Well, sounds like one of them has a question. I think they'd like to get your autograph. Do you do that? Do you send out autographs?
I can, yeah. You know, I think the best way to do that is just go on to my either my fan page on Facebook, or you go send me a message on my personal page I have on there as well. And, you know, give me your name and your address if you're comfortable with that. And I will try to get you one out. If not, you can come to my shows. I sign autographs all the time at my shows. I have autograph posters and CDs and T-shirts when we have them and koozie cups. So I sign pretty much anything and everything. I've signed a boo before. I've signed a hat. I've signed an arm. I've signed a purse. And so I've signed a whole bunch of different stuff. So
that's great. And Josie, you were mentioning you have an EP coming out.
I do. Yeah. We're hoping we don't have a for sure deadline set date on it, but we're hoping end of this year, if not beginning of this coming year. So we'll see.
Great. Now, my generation is showing. EP, you mean extended play or what?
No, an EP is just kind of instead of a full-fledged CD, it's just kind of a half a CD. And it's kind of like it's like an electronic press kit kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so it's just music that kind of shows your variety and what you're capable of doing. And, you know, it's like a lot of people are doing them nowadays instead of doing a full-fledged CD because you get kind of more out of it than you would a full CD. So it's mm-hmm. normally 5 to 6 songs, so it's literally like half a CD.
Mm-hmm. And that you say that'll be coming out then, you're hoping by the fall?
We're hoping either by the end of this year or the beginning of this coming year. So we'll see. Like I said, there's not a for sure set date on it yet, but that's what we're hoping for.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much. This has been just wonderful, and I'm really impressed with the work that you're doing with Angels and Doves, and you know, hopefully you guys will be able to continue to reach a lot of young people out there so that they know that they do have some support and somewhere to go.
Well,
we have about 2 or 3 minutes yet. I want to give you a chance to, if you have anything more to say about the skincare product or about Angels and Doves especially, you have about 2 minutes to what you hope to do in the future with them, I guess.
Yeah, you know, I definitely plan on sticking with both the skincare line and Angels and Doves, and they're both amazing things. When you get an amazing skincare line, also you get to donate to an awesome organization. So I definitely plan on sticking around with Angels and Doves and trying to make a difference with them with bullying, and even if it's not with Angels and Doves forever, I definitely still will be taking a stand against it and will be a bullying advocate. And, you know, just follow them and just kind of follow their journey. Just go to angelsanddoves.com. You can go look at their website and see all the work they've done. And like we were talking about earlier, check me out on Facebook. And I'm always posting links about the skincare line that I'm incorporated with now. And go buy from them, because a portion of the proceeds goes to Angels and Doves or an organization of your choice. And, you know, like I was saying earlier, if you have a dream or if you have something that you just really want to do, go out and do it. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't or there's no way you're going to get to it.
And I think that's a fantastic way to wrap this up. We've just run out of time. We've been talking with Josie Miller, country western star, and talking about she's taken on bullying, the Angels and Doves and the bullying. This is Lon Woodbury in North Idaho with the Woodbury Report and co-host Liz McGee. And Liz, Josie, thank you very much. This has been a marvelous hour.
Well, thanks, thank Josie. You so much.